Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes, it's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's episode, Unusual Ways to Die. While most of us will die from cancer, heart attacks, diseases, auto accidents, and other such things, some people have found a unique way to the grave. I can only imagine the stories being told in heaven when the number one question is asked, how did you die? For example, if you ask Denver Lee St. Clair, he will explain the fight that he had with his stepson, Brad Davis. Somehow, during the fight, Brad grabbed Denver's underwear and gave him the champion of all wedgies. Brad pulled Denver's underwear up over his head and caused the elastic waistband to stretch around his neck, causing his airway to become blocked. The death was ruled as murder, and Brad accepted a plea deal for a 30-year prison vacation. Did you know that snack machines kill 2.8 people per year? 37 people were killed trying to get a snack from a vending machine from 1978 through 1995. Now, these machines weigh from 500 to 900 pounds, and people have been known to try to shake the machine into giving them a snack. It seems that some people are just dying to try one of those candy bars. Killed by a turtle. Aeschylus was born in 525 BC in a small town about 27 kilometers from Athens, Greece. He was known as the father of tragedy because he wrote many plays consisting of many different characters. He died in 455 BC when he was hit in the head by a turtle. A turtle, yes. Eagles and larger birds have been known to pick up turtles and drop them onto rocks to crack them open. Well, this eagle must have thought the top of Aeschylus' bald head was a rock. Consider the death of Jimmy Heseldon. Jimmy Heseldon was a British entrepreneur and a millionaire. And in 2009, he purchased Segway Incorporated, the makers of the Segway personal transportation system. You've seen these devices, and maybe you've even used one of these things to get around. The Segway is a self-balancing scooter consisting of two wheels connected by a small platform where you can stand. It has a handle that comes up that you can hold on to. When you lean forward, the Segway rolls forward. And when you lean back, it backs up. Well, on September 26, 2010, Jimmy was riding on his own Segway when he accidentally backed off a steep cliff and fell to his death. Let's look at the case of Michael Godwin. Well, this is a shocking case. You see, Michael Godwin was in prison for murder. He was scheduled to die in the electric chair, but his lawyer got his death sentence reduced to life in prison. And it seems that Michael had a TV connected to a set of earphones in his cell. His earphones had developed a short, so he attempted to fix them. Well, he didn't have any tools, so had to use his teeth to strip a wire. It happens that this wire was a live wire, and Michael was sitting on a metal toilet. After being saved from the electric chair by his lawyer, he accidentally created his own personal electric chair and electrocuted himself in his cell. Here's a list of more strange deaths in the USA. Did you know that lightning kills an estimated 49 people per year? Sharks killed 12 people between the years 1970 and 2000. Even cows kill people. Cows killed about 20 people a year. Bears kill about 3 people a year. Well, I guess that means the cows are more deadly than bears. And don't forget the dogs. Dogs kill about 15 people a year. Well, you can imagine dogs and cows and bears, but what about carrots? Yes, carrots. Those orange things that you eat for dinner sometimes. Well, in 1974, Basil Brown was really into health foods, but he died by consuming too many carrots. According to the New York Times, Basil had eaten 70 million units of vitamin A in the space of about 10 days. His skin turned yellow. Basil's liver was destroyed, says Dr. David Haler, the pathologist who performed the autopsy. Dr. Haler said that the effect of the enormous intake of vitamin A from carrots and tablets were indistinguishable from alcohol poisoning. It produces the same result, cirrhosis of the liver. A man in Russia wanted to live forever. Alexander Boganov was experimenting with an attempt to create immortality by using blood transfusions. He was convinced that blood transfusions could rejuvenate humans, extend their lives, and possibly even make them immortal. Alexander performed a number of transfusions on himself in pursuit of being immortal. When he was 54 years old, he swapped blood with a young student. He was unaware that this student had been exposed to tuberculosis and malaria, a fatal mistake that cost him his life. Death by beard. Hans Steinheiner, an Australian man from the mid-1500s, had a very long beard. His beard was about 4.5 feet long. One day in 1567, he was in a building that had caught on fire. On the way out of the building, he tripped over his long beard and fell and broke his neck. What a sweet way to go. It was January 1919, northern Boston, Massachusetts. A large tank containing about 2.5 million gallons of molasses exploded. The tank was about 50 feet in the air with a diameter of about 90 feet. And for some unknown reason, the tank exploded. The blast knocked 21 people to the ground, and they were quickly covered up by a 25-foot wall of hot, sticky molasses. A few of them probably died from the blast, but most of them drowned in molasses. Are you a hoarder? You might want to pay close attention to this. Many of you have watched hoarder reality shows on TV, so you know how bad this can get. Well, in New York City, a couple of brothers lived together, Langley and Homer Collier. They moved into Harlem in 1909 when they were in their mid-20s. These two collected everything from old newspapers, furniture, broken things which held no value. They just couldn't throw anything away. Over the years, their apartment became a junkyard completely full of crap. By 1930, Homer went blind and depended on his brother Langley to provide an income, groceries, and cooked meals. It was estimated that they had about 163 tons of junk in their apartment. Elise's brothers were obviously mentally ill, and by 1940, their apartment was full. They had a fear of people breaking in and stealing their stuff, so they made booby traps that would cause you to trip and be covered in junk. One day, Langley accidentally tripped over one of his own booby traps, and he was killed beneath an avalanche of baby carriages, broken chandeliers, piano parts, bicycles, pots, pans, tools, radiators, sewing machines, paint cans, bowling balls, thousands of magazines, and other such valuable items. Of course, Langley didn't show up for work, and after about a week, he was reported missing by his employer. Police looked for Langley for several more weeks before discovering him buried in his own apartment. And his brother, well, Homer, who was totally dependent on him, had starved to death before the authorities discovered the situation. So, whatever happened to Gary Hoy? Well, Gary Hoy was a corporate lawyer in Canada. He was also an engineer. He was given a tour of the Toronto Dominion Center to a group of students. When he attempted to demonstrate the strength of one of the window glasses by running and jumping against the window, slamming himself against the glass. Well, he had successfully done this stunt many times before, bouncing harmlessly off the glass. But on July the 9th, 1993, he wasn't so lucky. His stunt went south when he slammed his body into the window glass on the 24th floor. The entire window popped out and fell to the ground. Well, he was right about one thing. The window didn't break. But the one thing that wasn't unbreakable was Gary Hoy. Let's talk about Paul Stiller's explosive death. On September 30th, 1996, Paul and his wife were bored and they were drunk. And they decided it would be fun to take a drive with a couple of sticks of dynamite. It might be fun to drive around and find something to blow up. Well, their idea of fun was to drive around and throw out sticks of lit dynamite just to see what would happen. But the only problem is, they forgot to roll down the window. The stick of dynamite blew up the car and killed Paul. His wife was critically wounded but survived. Maybe her next husband will have a little bit more intelligence. You know, it's a known fact that 18-year-olds don't always make the best decisions. In March of 2008 in Orlando, Florida, Cameron Barberly thought it would be fun to ride in a shopping cart, holding on to a vehicle traveling at 42 miles per hour. But they were just going to stay in the parking lot. Maybe they didn't see the speed bump. Or maybe they thought the speed bump would make it even more fun. Well, it seems that Cameron wasn't thinking at all. In any case, he hit the speed bump and went flying. He slammed into the pavement with a thud and died a short time later. The Sandcastle of Death. It was August 7th, 1997, in Buxton, North Carolina, when Daniel Jones thought it would be cool to dig an 8-foot hole on the beach and then sit in the bottom of the hole. As you might have already guessed, the hole caved in and buried Daniel. People at the beach who witnessed this tried to dig him out, but it was just too hard and the hole kept collapsing. Later, they used a backhoe, but by then, Daniel was already dead. The death of Sarah Jones. In Georgia, a movie called Midnight Rider was being filmed. They had a scene over an old railroad track bridge that was about 110 years old. The movie producers failed to get permission to film on the old bridge that crossed the Altamaha River. They posted someone to watch for a train and warn the cast. They were told that in the event of a train, they would have about a minute to clear the tracks. Many in the crew said, "What? A minute?" But keep in mind, these people had lots of equipment, including props and cameras, and there were about 20 people in the filming crew. A light appeared in the distance, and it was a train, and it was moving about 60 miles per hour. A warning was given, but there just wasn't enough time to clear the tracks. Several in the crew just held on to metal beams outside of the bridge hanging over the river while the train passed. The problem was there was a movie prop still on the tracks, and the train hit the prop and sent it flying. It is thought to have struck Sarah Jones, causing her to fall into the tracks, where she was killed. Five other members of the cast had various injuries. You know, we can't choose how we die. We can only choose how we live. My hope for you is to live a long, fruitful life of happiness and joy. And don't forget to listen to the Creepy Show podcast.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha